Buddha says, mischief is yours, sorrow is yours, but virtue also is yours, and purity. You are the source of all purity and all impurity. No one purifies another. Never neglect your work for another's, however great his need. Your work is to discover your work, and then with all your heart to give yourself to it. And these are very important words on the way, and it's easy to forget what you're really doing here. Mischief is yours, sorrow is yours, but virtue also is yours, and purity. Mischief is yours, to do mistakes, to be unconscious, to do stupid things. That is yours, to do mischief. Sorrow is yours. When you do unconscious things, mischiefs, then sorrow will follow. And the more mischief, the more sorrow, the more darkness. The thicker the layer. But Buddha says, but virtue also is yours, and purity. Remember, you can also do good. You can also be conscious. If it is the darkness there, then the light is also there. If there is unconsciousness, there has to be consciousness. If there is bad, it has to be good. If there is confusion, it has to be clarity. But that only comes when you start getting aware. If you are not living just like a driftwood, going here and there, without any meaning, any direction. So remember, mischief is yours, sorrow is yours, but virtue also is yours, and purity. And out of doing good, to cleanse yourself, to do the homework, to get all the unnecessary furniture out of your house, then purity. And purity, that means beyond good and bad. First there is good and bad. First there is mischief and virtue. But then, there is purity. Then there is just consciousness. Then there's just witnessing. That is beyond good and bad. Now you have gone into a different dimension. This is the whole journey in a few lines. You are the source of all purity and all impurity. Remember, you are the source. You cannot blame anybody else. You can't escape. You are the source. If this really sinks in, if you are the source, that means also that everything is possible. The only difference is with or without consciousness, with or without awareness, with or without direction, with or without courage, with or without trust. This is the whole difference. You are the source of all purity and all impurities. And when you have gone beyond impurities and purities, then you are just resting in the source, returning to the source, returning to yourself. No one purifies another. That's where understanding comes in, that you have to be responsible for yourself. Nobody else can do anything. Yes, you can have fellow travelers, you can have friends, you can have a master, a guru, a guide to remind you, to shake you, to push you a little, to kiss you a little, to hit you a little, to tickle you a little, depending on the situation. But you have to do it yourself. The master just shows what is possible. He is a challenge, an invitation, a reminder. No one purifies another. Never neglect your work for another's, however great his need. These words must sound very harsh for a good Christian. Never neglect your work for another's, however great his need. It seems very cold. But that is just from the standpoint of the ego. Because you can only help another if you have helped yourself. So all the Buddhas have said, you have to be selfish. You have to find yourself. To be selfish is not an interest to have more power, to have more money, to have more fame. No, that is all of the ego. If you are really selfish, then the only thing you want to find out, who am I? That is what is really selfish. You don't care about anybody else. You want to find out who you are. Who am I? How do I function? What is this mystery? That is what Buddha means with selfishness. And then, out of finding that, then compassion will come. Then love will come. Then sharing will come. But then it comes from a totally different source. Then you are just a channel instead of one goody-goody who wants to help. Remember, the Buddha talks about your heart, your soul. All these people that is just feeding the hungry, the sick, the homeless. It never changed anything. You can feed the bodies, but what does that help if there is no awareness there? No, the Buddha reminds you what is important is your awareness, is your consciousness. Don't get lost in your feelings. Be centered. He doesn't say not to help, but don't get lost. Don't get lost that you lose your search because you're going to help somebody else. You haven't helped yourself yet. If you help and still take care of yourself, very good. But don't get lost. And then you feel better than the other. It's a very subtle game of the ego. Remember, the search has to be first. Whatever you can do that it doesn't disturb it is good. Never neglect your work for another's, however great his need. Because the greatest need is to find out who you are. Don't get lost in all these millions of little needs. Remember the big need. Your work is to discover your work and then with all your heart to give yourself to it. Your work is to discover your work. Your work is to discover what you are doing here. Your work is to discover what is your path. Now, these sannyasins, these seekers, these disciples and devotees Buddha is talking to, they are already on the path. But he reminds them, find out your path. And there is many paths, but on the spiritual path, it can be boiled down to meditation, aloneness, and love, togetherness. So you have to find out what type you are. Some people enjoy very much their aloneness. They can be very content doing their own things, enjoying just puddling at home, going in the garden, making some food, singing a little bit, dancing a little bit. Some people enjoy, it's very easy to be alone. For some people it's very difficult. For some people, they get more joy, more life when they are with people. They flower more. And everybody has both. But find out what is more natural for you. Without any ideas how you should be. That is what he's meaning. You shouldn't be anything else. You shouldn't be like karma. Are you sitting home? We have a party. Don't be so boring. Maybe you enjoy sitting at home. It's very difficult for different people to understand each other if they have a different way of being. Your work is to discover your work. Remember, find out more and more what you really like to do. How do you like to live? How do you like to integrate the teaching more together or more alone? And many times what I have seen is it can change. Is it time for being together? Is it time for being alone? And that's why I like you to have silent retreat and just being by yourself, because now you have an opportunity which very, very few people have in their life, just to be with yourself, where everything is taken care of. You don't need to think about anything. You can just stop, reflect, see, feel, go deeper. Very few people stops like you are stopping now. But also, if you are a type that likes more people, to be with others, then it's also very good to stop once in a while just to be by yourself, because this human beings has almost forgotten it. They go together, but most of the time you are together with other people. But spend more and more time also with yourself, if that is natural for you. That can only come from inside you. That is the two parts, love and meditation. And I remind you of both, because they have to go together. The love has to be like meditation, and the meditation has to be like love. It is not a separation. For me, there is not a separation. If there is a meditation without love, then it becomes very cold, very serious. And if there is a love without meditation, then it's very shallow. You have to go very deep. If love is a basic in meeting, in any relationship, then it can go deep. Then it has something to stand on. That's why so few relationships work, because they just stand on dreams. It has to stand on something more real and understanding. And that is the same with you. It has to stand on the foundation of understanding of love, not of ideas. Then you are very shaky. If you have a foundation of reality, of understanding, meditation, silence, love, trust, then you are very solid. But remember, it will be much shakiness on the way when you are building the foundation. Your work is to discover your work, and then with all your heart to give yourself to it. Then he says, with all your heart, give yourself to it. Then don't hold yourself back. Now you know, now you're so lucky that you have rediscovered the path. Now again you are connected. Now be total. Don't be wishy-washy. Only dedication, totality works. This is the discovery of yourself to see more and more who are you, what do you like, what is natural for you. And many, many things might change in you, around you, in your so-called daily life, in your old life of being. Many things might change. But try to integrate it. Try to live up to your own insights. And only then can you be authentic. And everybody should be authentic. But that can only come from when you have found your own authentic being. Authenticity cannot come from the false. The false comes from the false. Masks comes from the false. Authenticity comes from the real. Then you are just like you are. And you are relaxed in it. Mischief is yours, sorrow is yours, but virtue also is yours, and purity. You are the source of all purity and all impurity. Remember, if there is not all purity, go deeper. Get rid of the impurities. No one purifies another. Do your work. Be responsible. Be total. Never neglect your work for another's, however great his need. Your work is to discover your work, and then with all your heart to give yourself to it. That is your work. See if you're doing your work. Flowers in January. Jai Hanuman, Jai Buddha. is Dasya. Beloved Mastaswara, I feel like snow. Snow that is cold and easy to break. Then you brought me inside. No, I'm laying on the floor, melting. It feels so good, getting warmer and warmer. I'm playing this game, the game of here and now. It starts in the early morning and goes on till bedtime. Coming back to here and now is whatever is going on, in whatever is going on. There is this old habit of being a good girl, doing what people say, no matter what. Maybe this here and now game also is too much doing, not just being. Thank you so much for bringing me inside. With deep, deep gratitude, Dasya. You're welcome. You say, I'm playing this game. That is my game of here and now. That means you start playing with me now and you start enjoying. I'm playing this game, the game of here and now. It starts in the early morning and goes on till bedtime. Coming back to here and now in whatever is going on. First, you have to get more conscious in whatever you are doing. Then it doesn't stop at bedtime. It goes into the night also. But first we have to get very alert in the day with what we are doing. There is this old habit of being a good girl. We have many old habits, but all old habits are useless. Good, bad, good girls, bad girls, doesn't matter. Just be yourself beyond the good and bad. But of course, many good girls have this syndrome. I'm saying good girls because I mean good girls. But they don't mean know that they are bad girls also. And to become a really good girl, you have to also be a bad girl. So that's why I want to mention it for you. But the thing here, you can get it out in the meditations with yourself, in gibberish, in singing, in movements, in dynamic, in screaming, in allowing your frustration, your naughtiness, your anger, whatever it is, you should meet it, because people are afraid to be bad because what about others? This is a safe place to get out those energies, just to give a balance to this goody-goody girl. Then you will be more in harmony. And then you will go beyond that. Then you are good when you're supposed to be good, and you are bad when you're supposed to be bad. No problem. Sometimes you have to be strong, sometimes you have to just relax. depending on the situation. If you don't interfere, then you're functioning beautiful. But if you come out of your habits, then only problem. So it's good to know that you are bad also, but please don't stop there, because you are not. You are a good girl. Everybody is a good girl and a good man. But before you can really realize it, you have to become bad. You follow. And the more bad, the better. But remember, not towards anybody else. And we are so used to this, and that's why we are afraid also. But just to feel it, to explore yourself. It's not like somebody have done nasty things to you, no, you're going to be bad also. No, then you're feeling the same unconsciousness. But just release yourself and feel these energies in yourself. This anger, this rage, this frustration, this jealousy, whatever it is. And then it goes. Unburden yourself. And this is a safe place to do that. Otherwise, you will always carry it. And then it will come out towards other people. In situations, more probably, where you don't really want that energy to come, but because it's there, hidden in you, then suddenly it comes. That famous last drop in the glass, and then it flows over. And then you can wonder, how did this happen? Only one little thing I said, and then it spilled over. But then all these habits from lives is just spilling over. That's why people are so full of emotions and holding and control, because they are afraid of just letting go. If you understand that, then you can help yourself. And have fun with it. Because you go beyond good and bad, but you should be in balance. And you should be good with good people and be bad with bad people. So you have to also have this bad in you. Otherwise, the bad people will just stamp on you. Bad people are bad. And it's very easy to step on the flower. Most people are unconscious. So it's good that you have a little bit to defend yourself with. But as awareness goes deeper, then you smell it, even before you come close to them. That's the best. You smell the unconscious people and naughty people. It's like you know, they have a certain kind of yucky smell. Then you just don't want to go there. But before that has happened, then it's good that you have a little. Or learn some self-defense. Like, yeah. Kick him in the balls and do those things. I used to teach self-defense to the women in the ashram in Pune, because some women, they got raped on the way home from satsang after being with Osho. Because these Indians, they had never seen all these free women, this very tight society, very repressed society. And then these beautiful girls walking home in the night, then some of them, they couldn't behave. Then they started attacking them. Then we have to start, I was teaching them some tricks. That you have to. So you have, sometimes you have to be naughty. If somebody is naughty, I show you naughty, you motherfucker. You have to. They don't understand good. No, no, no. It doesn't help. Please be good. I'm a good girl, please be good. No, it doesn't help. So you have to see the situation. But if you are really alert, then you smell them before you go. Then you just go a different way. That's the best. There is this old habit of being a good girl, doing what people say, no matter what. Maybe this here and no game also is too much. No, it's not too much. Just don't bring the past into now. This is a totally different teaching. But I understand your problem or what you are saying, because it's very easy to bring it in here. But this is teachings in awareness, in meditation, in consciousness, in coming closer to yourself, in exploring yourself more. And all these other things that you are carrying is just to be more and more unconscious, more and more a sheep, more and more a goody-goody who doesn't say anything. So it's good you see the situation, but it's not too much. It's just the beginning. Too much doing, not just being. And remember, if it feels like doing, then maybe it's not so much for you, but be true to yourself, because it shouldn't be doing. If your understanding is right, then what is doing here? You should just glide from one thing to the other. There is no doing. What do you do? Only doing you do, you're putting the soup in you and eating and you're walking and you're what? The doing comes from the mind. Don't let this be a doing, just let it happen. If there is somebody who has some ideas that this is too much or too little or this should be like this, then there is a doing. But the whole thing is to get out of that and just do. Here you don't need to think. Just follow the program. Have a break. Just put that brain in the shoebox in your car till you go. And then when you go, you can put it back there. Okay. That would be the best. In the ashram in Pune, we had this sign where you put the shoes. Shoes and minds to be left here before you go into the satsang hall. Very good. If you had done that, every time you come in, you leave your shoes and your mind there.
There is a sign saying that.
Oh, very good. I took that with me. I didn't know. It's so long time since I've been where the shoes are. So this here and no game is never too much. It's just the training to be more and more present. Don't let it be. If the mind is too much, then it's too much. But as the mind just softens up, then it becomes very easy. Thank you so much for bringing me inside with deep, deep gratitude. Very good. You are welcome. But what is also very important, and especially now in the silence, because many things comes up. We're going very deep. You're doing things that you normally never can do. And having satsang and working on yourself and meditating. It's very important that you release whatever comes up. Any mind, any tension, any emotion, get it out in the dynamic, in the kundalini, in the gibberish, whatever. When you walk, release it. Because you are going much deeper now than you ordinarily do. So keep the peace, the understanding, the love, the insights, the gratefulness, but release all these other things. And that can never be too much. It can never be too much silence, too much love, too much understanding, too much gratitude. Let it grow. Grow and grow and grow, Dasha, till you explode. Then you're really good girl. What are you doing in your life? With all buildings, no? There's many old buildings there in Stockholm.
Yes.
You have a lot to do now. No, you're getting more and more lazy now. It's good. Very good. Be more choosy then. Do things that you really like to do. Then you enjoy more and more. That's how it should be. When you see more and more what you like, then be more picky. Then you really enjoy, instead of having many projects, you do something you really love. Make it a meditation. You can make anything a meditation. This is just a school, a training here. You make anything a meditation. Then every time you go to work, you're practicing, being aware of the old houses. Very good. Gamla Stan, no? Yes, I've been there. Shopping in Gamla Stan. Also, some nice coffee houses. Oh no, let's not talk about coffee. Beloved Master, since I came here for the first time in the summer of 2007, a major transformation happened to me. But I believe that many people here feel that they don't know me that well. So I want to share something from my life. Born into this world as innocent and wide open can be very hard. I know, that's what most people, they scream, no? When you come out, no? The babies.
Whoa. I don't want too much light.
Sanas has known me since we were children, and he says that for many, many years I looked like a bleak shadow of who I have become today. Because of my lifestyle, which doesn't always look so spiritual on the outside, Sanat says I'm a living proof that is not a doing, but more a happening. I always have problems with fitting into any group. I was an extreme outsider while growing up and in school. How do you feel here, Bhadraka? Good, no? Because here's only outsiders. Everybody here was an outsider in school. And now, at last, they have found the right class. That's why you feel good. Sometimes I feel like an outsider even here, but I don't live in darkness anymore. And for that I'm very, very grateful. I hope people can accept me as I am. And by sharing this, I hope people feel that they know me better. Love, Bhadraka. Yes, very good. But when you know yourself, then you know others. You can't know people before you know. Then the more you know, the more you feel and know other people. And the more compassion and understanding you also have. And then you don't care so much if people know you or not. You know yourself. That is what is important. How can you other people know you when you don't even know yourself? Just forget all that nonsense. Know yourself. Then you understand. Then you understand other people also. When you understand yourself, then you understand everybody. You said, since I was a child, and for many, many years, I looked like a bleak shadow of who I have become today. Because of my lifestyle, which doesn't always look so spiritual on the outside. you must have some ideas of what spiritual is. What is that? What is being spiritual on the outside? How would that look?
Not like you.
What then? Like Jesus? Or like Hare Krishna? That is nothing, but the spiritual has nothing to do with the outside. Nothing to do with the outside. And that's why many people are confused, and that's why ordinary people, they miss the gurus, the master, the enlightened ones, because they have an idea. They have heard about Jesus or Buddha or this or that or Osho, and then suddenly here this strange person is coming. It depends from what side of the planet and what kind of spiritual things you have heard and read. It's all just mind. You have masters like Gurdjieff who was living on cognac, what to say about coffee, and cigars. He must have such a bad breath. And so many wives and children with that cigar breath. And then on the other side you have people like Ramana who was just sitting there, so innocent, like a child, just in silence. And then you have Zen masters who was just screaming the whole teaching and hitting you on the head. And then you have Jesus who says, all is love. Depending on where you come from, you get confused. But everybody had their own expression. Because everybody is unique. You're not just a carbon copy of something, otherwise it will be very boring. So this you can never see on the outside, and that is very good. Only fools get fooled by the outside. Still you have like that in India, as many professional gurus. You can go to ashram, they are just like you picture how a guru should be. And he behaves just like a guru should be. Exactly. You can get also a secret mantra. But inside he's just a fool. Most probably it's very difficult to find one who is not. I have found, but I can't really call them traditional gurus or masters, definitely not. The all true master is way beyond any system. That's why they get misunderstood so much. Because they don't fit in. They don't even fit in with the gurus. A true guru doesn't fit in with the gurus. That's why Osho, they hated him. Everybody in India, they hated Osho, no? They didn't understand such a strange master. They haven't had that for thousands of years. So you cannot look on the outside. And anyway, the spiritual, that is in the inside. It has nothing to do with what you wear, how you talk, how you behave. So the only way to find out is to go deeper than the outside. Otherwise you will never understand, and you will never understand an enlightened being either if you don't go beyond the appearance, the outside. And the only way is to go deeper in yourself. The deeper you go in yourself, the deeper you can meet. Till you really have gone so deep that you really meet. Sanat says, I'm a living proof that it is not a doing but more a happening. Everything is a happening. And be very happy when the happening is happening, when this happening is happening. And the master can only be like a catalytic agent. It's like you have some kind of material, and then you put something in there, and then it transforms. It was just something was missing. You had everything, but you just needed a little ingredient. It's like the sun. You can have the plant inside and it does not grow. Then somebody comes visit and they say, that plant, it has to be in the sun. You put it in the sun and then it explodes. That was the catalytic agent, that sun. That's how a master should be, that everything, it wakes you up again. And it's just a happening. It's definitely not a doing. And when everything changes, then you have proof that you felt something. I don't live in darkness anymore, and for that I'm grateful. Very good. What are you doing now, Balaka? Yeah? You? Taxi driver. You meet many strange people, Anna? In the weekend, no? How is it in the weekend, no?
Only working weekends.
Then you meet all of them, no? When they go drunk home and stuff. Huh? You can learn a lot about human people, but, you know, not so much. After a while you get pretty tired of them, no? The good thing with drunk people is that maybe, if they are good, they can give you a good tip, no? But they do, you know. Everything has a positive side, especially for being a taxi driver, yes? Jaydev?
That is true.
That is true, no? Jaydev was a taxi driver. He only drives on the Friday and Saturdays when people are drunk, because then he have learned. What kind of car you have there?
Volvo.
A Volvo? With, huh? What kind?
Which Volvo?
Yeah? They give it, the taxi people give it to you?
Yes.
You haven't smashed it or anything yet? Very good. In Norway, it's very good, you know, Norway, Sweden, they have a nice Volvo, Mercedes, everything nice. Taxi. See the taxis in India. Oh my God. Or maybe a rickshaw driver. A rickshaw driver in Bombay. I try to make money there. Oh my God, what a nightmare. In Norway, no problem. Norway, Sweden, Denmark, no problem. In Europe, no problem. Taxi driver, very good. You can be a rich man. I was driving all over India. Nightmare. But no, I enjoy it. I don't know how. It was just a happening. When I think about it now, it's not. But then it was okay. Everything has its time, no? Didn't crash a single time, no? 5 years I was driving all over. Crosser. Much more. I'm still waiting to explore Norway a bit. A very little country, but I have only gone over the mountains to Bergen. We have to go north also. Where's Sumeru? How is things now? Better? Why, it was not good?
I was a bit tired when I came.
Tired? Mm. Now it's getting better now? What happened then? You feel that? What happened? Huh?
She's gone.
Hmm? What happened? You feel better? How did you feel better?
Just being here.
Just being here. Just happening. So just feeling better. I don't know. When you're going to Brazil, you know Somali is waiting for you. Now it's good, now you are more back in yourself now. Otherwise it would be terrible if you had gone like you were before. Now it's good, Sumera, because now we have to take care of the girls. Don't go and visit if you're not. No, it's good. When are you going?
February.
In the beginning?
Yeah.
Very good. But don't go anywhere before February then. You have more jobs?
Yeah, I have a
little bit. Where? In Bergen?
Yeah. Just okay. Finish
off. Yeah, just finish off. Okay. If you need any taxi, then Badraga, you can. Very good. Beloved, thank you for reminding me and for inviting me into your soft, silent breeze and for all your patience. Love, Sumero. I go on inviting you and go on reminding you. I'm just happy that it works. Beloved, give me your hand and let us be still and silent as mountains. This phrase from a poem of an unknown poet I found among different-minded, emotional, patriotic rubbish in a magazine for young communists when I was 16. Amazing! He he ha ha! Bauli, you were interested in communist then? Huh? You were in Russia then? Soviet Russia. Amazing. No, you found that in that? Huh?
It was special. Very good magazine.
Yeah. Amazing, no? Even communists, some communists, there are also some human beings there. Beloved, give me your hand and let us be still and silent as mountains. Amazing, juice of love, essence of love showered upon me from these words, so beautiful and unusual, and it stuck into my heart, softly sweet and strong, and the heart responded, yes, this is true love, in that silence, yes, yes, yes. And the mind answered, who could understand such love? It was the beginning of the search. Thank you, beloved, for awaiting me, for go on calling me home. Thank you, beloved, for the fire you put me on, for the sweetie and crushing my confusion. Thank you for the cool oceanic breeze you gave me to absorb, for the most peaceful New Year's Eve of my life. It's a very good way to start celebrating the silence. Thank you for the grace and mercy for me, for understanding my tears. Thank you, beloved, for the light you switched on in me and turned my life to consciousness and awareness. Thank you for the sort of unborn nature you reminded me of, for helping me wash my temple. Thank you for teaching me the life stance on the broken pieces of my misery. Thank you, beloved, for making me understand what is the basic goodness in us. Thank you for giving me the courage to dare to be naked. Thank you for teaching me the unteachable, for your laughter and my laughter. Thank you for the compassion with us human beings by staying in this form and time, even when you are so tired. I'm not tired. No, I'm not. Sometimes I will, but sometimes they're tired, sometimes they're not tired. But I know what you mean. Sometimes I get tired when it's too much mind and too much coconut situation. But I'm very happy when you are soft mangoes. Thank you for every drop of your blood you are giving me to drink. My sweet Lord, thank you for guiding me through my symbolic dreams, for holding my hand in yours and my heart in yours. Thank you for the embrace, my beloved, for the flowers' fragrance and the snow falling by itself, for your innocence. My hand is clapping with the hand of my beloved. Thank you, Sangha, for mirroring me and for the help to say goodbye to many masks of my persona, to the false identity. Bali is bowing down to the whole existence in deep gratitude for the support in everything. There is no future for her, only now. Love you with my whole heart and beyond, from my core without persona, yours, Bali. Very beautiful. P.S. See you in Brazil, my beloved master. Human, is that also? Do you see everything is possible now when you just give up, Bali? When you just give up, then the whole existence takes care. That's what surrendering is. Then everything starts opening. I don't care about enlightenment, only this love. Just forget all about enlightenment. When you have love, who cares? Love is enlightenment. They say, God is love, no? Don't you think God must be enlightened? God is love. But even more true, love is God. Love is God. Don't care about anything, only this love, then you are safe then. Don't care about anything, only this. Oh.